Here with ESPN NFL insider Adam Kaplan. You can follow him on Twitter at KaplanNFL. As the Browns enter this draft, two draft picks in the first round, where would you be looking to go?
Well, although Justin Gilbert was a first-round pick last year, I think they still need him. Buster Screen is a free agent, and I think he's going to have a good market if he gets out there. I think they still got to look at corner. Quarterback, this is not a great year for quarterback. I think the Browns will add two quarterbacks. For sure, one in free agency. And then I think it will be one in the draft or free agency. I think they need competition. They'll get that there. Outside linebacker, inside linebacker depth. On the offensive line, I mean, with Mack coming back, they're going to have a really good offensive line. The biggest need, obviously, is a wide receiver. And then it's 1-1A. Quarterback, it's an obvious need. Take your pick. They've got a lot of work to do, Ray Farmer and his personnel staff. They have a lot at wide receiver and quarterback.
No question about that. Addressing wide receiver, let's talk quarterbacks for a second. Yep. The free agent veterans, who would you put at the top of your list?
Well, obviously, Brian Hoyer's up there. A couple of them could be cut. Josh McCown, my understanding is the Browns have done their homework on him. They watched the film. They kind of know what happened last season. I think, and John DeFilippo had him in Oakland many years ago. I think there's a possibility of them bringing him in for a visit, but nothing, I'm told, has been set up yet. But I think they'll be looking at the trade market. I think a guy like Kirk Cousins, Mike Glennon, I think they'll have some interest in one of them. But they've got to add two quarterbacks. Right now, we know about Johnny Manziel's situation, and obviously Connor Shaw's an undrafted guy. They're the only two quarterbacks under contract, so they don't have a choice. They have to add two quarterbacks and get competition. And I expect the running game under DeFilippo, his history to studying, he believes in balance. I'm told he runs a drop back system. Talking to people around the league that know him, he's going to run a drop back 5 and 7 step drop. That really, by the way, Nathan, fits Mike Glennon extremely well.
Yes, it certainly does. 29 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, Mike Glennon in his two-year NFL career. You talk about John DeFilippo. I know you thought that was a good hire for the Browns.
Awesome.
Kevin O'Connell, what do you think about the additions to this offensive staff?
Nathan, wouldn't it be interesting? Now, again, I think it's a long shot that Brian Hoyer comes back. Think about this. Brian Hoyer beat out O'Connell in 2009 to be Tom Brady's backup. It's just—it's crazy. But O'Connell's an up-and-coming guy. He's a very smart guy. He's been a quarterback tutor for the last couple of years. It's young. I mean, they're going with these two young guys coming in here. I know they know each other a little bit. Everything I've heard about O'Connell is good enough. Everything I've heard about DeFilippo, as I told you guys when he was hired, is very good. So, and obviously, Pett goes way back with DeFilippo with the Jets. So this is good. I mean, a good job by Mike Pettine, discovering a really good young offense coordinator.
What do you make of all the kind of perceived chaos that's happening in Cleveland?
You know, I think Mike Pettine talked about it, and I think Ray talked about it as well. It's really tough. Two people that didn't know each other. They're getting thrown. It's like a shotgun wedding together.
Sure.
They don't know each other. They have to get to know each other in like a matter of months. It's hard. And Ray, I'll repeat what I said on NFL Insiders. I thought he went way overboard. You can't question coaches during the game. You can't call them out. Or you can't say, hey, why aren't we doing this? Or whatever he did. We'll find out when it's announced what was actually in those texts. You can't do that. And Ray learned from it. Now, as Mike Pettine said, I thought it was a great point. I think the reason why I think Mike looks at it and goes, you know what? He's passionate. Ray's passionate. He couldn't help himself. So, all right, you learn from it. Here's what I love about Jimmy Haslam. He's got the passion and the energy. And that's what people inside their building tell me. And he's willing to spend money. You love that. It's everything else. Jimmy's just got to let his personal guys do their job. They got a chance. And I like that they had that retreat in Florida. If you can't figure it out together like that, you'll never figure it out. So we'll see, Nathan, going forward, how this works out.
Adam, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. All right, at Kaplan NFL on Twitter.